Hi, welcome to another edition of Tuesdays with Corey. I'm here outside of Microsoft. They let me leave, and so I'm out now actually talking with some fantastic partners. And today, I got the opportunity to talk with Mesosphere, with a little bit of some of the fantastic work that they're doing on Azure and actually everywhere in some of their deployments. And so today, we get to talk with John, mm-hmm. who actually leads the design team. Tell us a little bit about what you do here at Mesosphere.
Yeah. So I run the kind of entire design outfit. It extends all the way from brand through marketing and into product. Certainly kind of like a new thing for the company, especially for the first year and a half. Design here was focused almost exclusively on marketing and helping people kind of understand what the product was and its value. And earlier this year, we kind of took the first step forward into actual product design, and attempting to put an interface on top of the DCOS product, as it's called here.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so DCOS, which is short for Data Center Operating System.
You got it.
That would have been embarrassing if I had said it wrong, right?
Some people call it DCOS.
DCOS. Yeah. Okay. Oh, really?
That's
okay.
An internal joke.
Oh, that's okay. Got it. So tell us a little about what you're, you know, what you're trying to accomplish there, and sort of the UI concepts that you're trying to build out of that design.
Yeah. So let's see. So Mesos, as its core, kind of operates right as the kernel of this new kind of OS paradigm that we're trying to push. Whereas DCOS is kind of an extension building on top of that Mesos kernel, right? With tools that kind of enable operators to do things like user management, security analysis on top of how their data center is running, easily deploy applications, scale services. There's really a lot that it can do. And really up until this year, most of that was very subsurface, living inside of like a command line, with very low visibility in terms of what was actually happening. And so what we're trying to do, at least with DCOS from a user interface point of view, is begin to surface a lot of that functionality and content. And so we've kind of started small, and focused mostly just on basic performance. So, you know, as you spin up a service, as you start to deploy an application, how does that impact the kind of larger network that is your data center in terms of spinning up resources? How does that show in terms of usage and allocation? What services are running? How much resources are those consuming? Again, these are very kind of elementary metrics, but they do a lot for helping to educate people in terms of, you know, not only how are things configured, but when you actually run something, what is the kind of impact from purely like a resource point of view?
Exactly. Actually, people have a really hard time doing today with the tools that exist. And so I
think
a very sort of
particularly on a universal scale, and so you know, that's kind of been like step one. Is just kind of some basic laying the groundwork so people can kind of see more of a cause and effect. But there's a lot more that can be done, at least today, directly just from the command line. And so, you know, as the kind of quarters pass and we move into 2016, a lot of our focus will be on kind of surfacing a lot of the
bringing that power that's already in the command line into this sort of beautiful design, actually, if I can say so myself. I love the DCOS or DCOS design.
Let's not say it too much.
Okay, yeah, sorry. We'll bleep that. Yeah, there you go. And so is it fair to say, and, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, I'm sure you will, that, you know, the power of Mesos, which is really, I mean, like a gigantic scaling platform. I mean, like some of the examples that we've seen are just like huge, huge, massive scale, right? Which we've seen. And
which
open
really,
source, which everyone's using it, right? I mean, I turn around and everyone's like, hey, what's this Mesos thing? And what you've done or what you're trying to do, and this is maybe the first step with DCOS, is take that power and add a more enterprise focus management layer on top and an experience on top so that you can take advantage of the scale while not necessarily having to reinvent the way you manage your systems. Is that a fair way to put it?
That was perfect.
Okay, wow, okay. It's good. Are you hiring?
Absolutely. There's an open marketing seat.
Maybe this was actually why I came down here. We're not actually recording. This is just an interview.
It's just a blinking red light.
Yeah, exactly. But Rick comes with me. It's a package deal.
Okay. So, Rick seems cool.
Yeah, he is.
Maybe we'll just take Rick.
Oh, wow. This went...
This went sideways.
But you got to keep the hat, Rick.
This went sideways where I was hoping it was going to go. Okay, cool. Okay, so you mentioned the resource analysis, which I think is really, really exciting. Mm-hmm. You also mentioned security and some of these sort of more compliance aspects. And,
right.
And so that's you can do all that with the command line today.
To a certain extent, they're working on a lot of stuff right now. I won't go into too much detail.
Oh, sorry, have I revealed too much?
No.
Okay.
I think it's pretty obvious that would be kind of like a next step, right?
That's right.
I definitely think there'll be certainly management tools that we start to surface in the UI. Probably kind of out the gate, a lot of this will be directly managed within the command line,
even
behind the scenes. But certainly as we kind of improve on the interface, we'll start to bubble up a lot of that, at least at a minimum, just details around how things are configured and more than likely actually configuration tools that are just simply a front-end interface for what you could do.
What you could have done in command. That's awesome.
Yeah, and that's been honestly one of the most interesting things from at least a design point of view working here is, at least in past jobs, right, design seems to always kind of be much further ahead
yes.
in the product life cycle.
Yes.
Where we're kind of taking in user feedback, saying what if,
right.
and trying to design these interesting ideas around that. Where development and engineering is trying to almost catch up to that. Here it's almost been the opposite, right? So,
interesting.
So putting just Mesos aside, right? What the engineers here have been doing for the year and a half or so before I even joined
is getting ahead of the design team.
Right, exactly. And so now we're playing catch up.
Yeah, got it. That's interesting.
And trying to take, it's almost like a race to see how quickly can we at least get to a point where
that's awesome.
We're almost on a kind of neck and neck level.
Right.
There are certainly a few things that we do here that I think challenge engineering in terms of the information we want to show or maybe how we want to visualize it.
Sure.
That doesn't exist currently and requires some retooling. But for the most part, the content and the features, they already exist.
That's right.
And we're just trying to put a face to it.
Which has to be fun from the design side because you know the tech's going to be there and delivered and actually be solid and it's makes it mm-hmm. sort of the product's already there. And in some ways you're sort of adding on top,
yeah,
which
exactly.
versus having to convince people go build this feature. Mm-hmm. It's already there.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah. So I mean, it's certainly been a bit of a challenge on the front, right? To try to figure out what is. Because you kind of want to do everything,
right?
You see all the different features and what can be done, and honestly today a lot of that's somewhat scattered between some other products that kind of exist as either services on Mesos or
right.
extensions of Mesos.
Sure.
And trying to decide what is worth tackling first and what's going to have the biggest value add. I would say that's probably been the biggest
challenge, but also the most fun.
Yeah. Exactly.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, hey, John, thank you so much for your time. This has been great. I really appreciate it to be able to talk to you and also to be able to work with you guys.
Yeah,
and
for
so
sure.
Looking forward to seeing those next set of features come out. And when I see those nice, beautiful, beautiful designs and views, I'll know who to thank for it. So, yeah, thanks for your time. Absolutely.
Awesome.
And thank you. And we'll have more from Mesosphere coming up. No, you got that wrong. Very easy going. It's actually the more you do that, the funnier it can be. Yeah, no, it's actually the most successful videos we've had is when people are like, no, Corey, you're an idiot. And so that's fine. Is that true?
No comment.
All right.